Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 60, Anime Episode 52. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 52?
The title of Episode 52 was Buggy's Revenge. The man who smiles at the execution platform. So we pick it up with where we left off, kind of. The Buggy Pirates, the Mystery Woman, and Captain Smoker have all converged on Luffy's position at the plaza, at the execution platform. And Sergeant Major Tashigi stops Captain Smoker, and he tells her to come with him. And in the square, Luffy's up on top of the platform, and he is marveling at the view, the last view that Gold Roger saw before he died. And a police officer down below with a megaphone tells him to get down, and Luffy says, "Ah, don't be a spoil sport," and the policeman threatens to come get him, and then gets creamed by the Mystery Woman's huge club. And the Mystery Woman calls out to Luffy. Surely he hasn't forgotten her. Men and women in the crowd, we see, are captivated by her beauty. But Luffy's puzzled. He doesn't remember anyone like her. But she'll never forget him, the first man to strike her. And now, at this point, I know who this is that we're talking about. I should have guessed it sooner. But we get a flashback to a silhouette of Luffy punching the big shape. Gomu Gomu no Pistoru! And now our Mystery Woman says to the crowd, "My dears, who is the most beautiful woman on the seas?" And they all shout, "It's you, madame!" And the crowd cries out, but Luffy still is a little slow on the uptake. As more police arrive to arrest the woman for assaulting an officer, but as the policemen look at her, they too are smitten by her beauty, and they're almost paralyzed to act, just as a buggy bomb blows them sky high, and the square's fountain blows apart, but the head of the fountain seems to just skim harmlessly off of the Mystery Woman's body. And Buggy and his crew arrive. They're still hidden in their cloaks. Buggy remarks on how her sube-sube skin, which translates to perfectly smooth skin, is unmarred by the blast. And he says, "No worries, my fair lady, Alvida." And Luffy doesn't get it. He doesn't see Alvida anywhere. And she's like, "It's me, you numbskull." Huh? She doesn't look anything like Alvida. And she reveals that she has changed somewhat since she ate a devil's fruit. It was the Sube Sube fruit. And regardless of what attack hits her, she will not suffer a scratch. But it didn't change her appearance, she says, and that makes Luffy really confused. And Alvira reveals that she had to join forces with this gentleman here, who laughs and flings off his cloak and reveals himself to be, of course, Buggy and his crew. And he shouts, "The final act! My super flashy return!" Buggy reveals how much he suffered since his fight with Luffy. Now he'll have his revenge. Yet Luffy can't even give him the respect of remembering his name. He's like, "Is it Boogie? Boggy? Bully? Oh, I've got it, Buffoon." And Buggy is incensed. And the townspeople all start to flee, but the pirates stop them, and Buggy commands them all to witness him destroy Monkey D. Luffy. And Luffy finally remembers, "Oh, it's Buggy, right?" And suddenly, heavy wooden stocks clamp down on his wrists and neck. Kabaji, the acrobat, is sitting on the stocks. He says, "Long time no see, rubber man." And Buggy laughs. Luffy should feel honored. He gets to die in the same place as the Pirate King. Luffy tries to escape, but he can't. And the storm clouds are moving in. On another street, we see Nami consulting her barometer, and she says that the air pressure is dropping radically. And still carrying the tail end of that big elephant fish, Sanji notices a strange wind kicking up. Nami tells Usopp and Sanji that a storm is coming and they need to return to the ship. But then Zoro finds them and he has lost Luffy and he has a very bad feeling about that. Something is about to happen. And some men run past then shouting, "Pirates! Pirates are here!" And Zoro realizes that it must be Buggy the Clown. Meanwhile, a lieutenant briefs Captain Smoker on the situation. And Smoker orders a unit to the harbor to destroy the pirate ships and a second unit to surround the plaza. He gives the order, all the pirate ships must be destroyed. And Zoro and Sanji run to help Luffy. Usopp is left holding that giant fish, and Sanji tells him, "Treat her like a lady!" Nami leads Usopp toward the harbor, and we see that the storm is getting darker, is brewing more overhead. And Captain Smoker and company observe the plaza, watching Buggy gloat over Luffy in the stocks. And now Smoker thinks that he may have overestimated Luffy. The Marines want to attack, but Smoker says it'll cause chaos. Let pirates kill pirates. After Luffy's dead, then they'll surround the others. And the storm clouds are thick now. And Buggy sentences Luffy to a flashy death. Luffy's still a little behind. He's actually excited to witness an execution. And Buggy's like, "No, it's your execution." And Luffy doesn't like that one bit. And meanwhile, Nami and Usopp are running through town. Nami's realized that the Marines will be on the move and that the Going Merry is in danger. And Usopp is now well motivated and he runs past Nami. And at the harbor, we see Moji and Richie. They have found the Going Merry. And I have to just ask, does it not seem that Richie has gotten a lot smaller since the first time we saw him? Anyway, Moji says that Luffy's most likely dead already, but if by some chance he should escape and get back here, he must have no ship to flee to. So it's up to them to burn the Going Merry. And at the plaza, Buggy asks if Luffy has any last words, and Luffy shouts, "I will be the Pirate King!" But it sure doesn't seem like it. Buggy is about to lift his sword when a voice shouts, "This execution is canceled." It's Zoro and Sanji at the rear of the crowd. And Luffy calls out their names, and Tashigi and Smoker are shocked to hear the name Zoro. And Buggy says they're too late, and he lifts his blade high into the air. Zoro and Sanji run, the crowd parts, and the pirates all attack. Zoro and Sanji hack and kick their way toward the platform. Zoro thinks, "If I can just cut the platform supports." But Buggy's blade is held high, and the Marines are just waiting for Luffy's head to roll. But suddenly, Luffy smiles, and he says, "Sorry, I'm dead." Zoro and Sanji react in horror as the blade swings down, but just as it touches Luffy's skin, is it a static charge? Followed by this insane bolt of lightning that electrifies the metal platform, and the metal tower begins to crumble in smoke as now the rain pours down and the whole execution platform keels over, crashing to the ground. And everyone watches in shock as Luffy's straw hat floats gently down to the earth. And then he puts it on and laughs. "Hey, I'm alive!" And the pirates all stand there just slack-jawed. Buggy lies on the ground. He's either unconscious or dead. Even the cigarette falls out of Sanji's mouth. And Sanji says, "Hey, do you believe in God?" Zoro says, "This is not the time for that. They need to get out of here." Sure enough, Smoker signals his Marines to attack. And Luffy's really enjoying watching this fight. But Sanji says they have to leave or they'll never see the Grand Line. And that's good enough for Luffy. And the three friends run for it, escaping the plaza. And Smoker now contemplates how Luffy was ready to accept death with a smile. Just like Gold Roger, and we see that in a flashback. And Smoker asks about the first unit. The rain has ruined their gunpowder for burning the ships, but the shoreline guard stands ready. And Tashigi says that if the Straw Hat Gang escape, they'll reach the Grand Line. Smoker says they'll have a perfect tailwind. It's like heaven itself is helping this Luffy. I, Smoker, the White Hunter, swear that he shall not leave this island. And the rain falls heavily on the streets as a mysterious figure draws closer to us. And we hear the mysterious figure say, "Wind blow, bring forth the storm of destiny." And in a flash of lightning, we glimpse a man with a tattooed face. To be continued.
Who is Sergeant Major Tashigi?
The character on the right is Sergeant Major Tashigi. And she is currently dressed in sort of a blue denim coat with white trim over her blouse that she likes to wear, which is yellow with a pink flower design. And she has black hair, and she is carrying a very fancy katana.
Who is Iron Club Alvida?
This is the beautiful woman we have been referring to as the mystery woman. We now know her true identity to be Alvida, who we have met in previous episodes. She is a dread pirate. Here she is wearing her signature cowboy hat. She has black hair. She has a big flowing cloak with pink hearts. And she is currently carrying her huge metal spiked club.
Who is Buggy the Clown?
Here in the center of frame, we see Buggy the Clown. And Buggy is now restored to his original glory with his green pants, red and white striped shirt. He wears white gloves. He has a long cloak with white fur trim and gold shoulder pads. He also has a sort of an orange pirate hat with green tassels on either side. And of course, his face is that of a malevolent clown.
Who is Chief of Staff Kabaji the Acrobat?
Here is another old enemy, Kabaji the Acrobat. Kabaji is seen here with his green black hair and his long coat that is checked with blue and white checks. And he's a very powerful first officer, basically, in command to Buggy.
Who is Beast Tamer Moji?
Who is Richie the Lion?
Here we see Moji riding Richie. Moji is the Beast Tamer, member of Buggy's crew, and Richie is a huge lion with sort of a tan green skin, fur covering, and sort of pinkish mane that here he has tied up into essentially a disguise for him, but also they're sort of functioning as handlebars for Moji to grip as he rides.
Who is Smoker the White Hunter?
This is Captain Smoker of the Marines. He has his shock of grayish white hair. He wears a white Marines jacket with blue and green trim. He has leather brown gloves, and he likes to smoke two cigars at the same time.
Who is Monkey D. Luffy?
The character standing in the center of frame is Monkey D. Luffy, wearing the outfit that we've come to know him in. His red vest with no sleeves, his blue denim shorts with the white cuffs, and his straw hat. He's also very dirty and beat up from the fact that the execution platform just was struck by lightning and fell to the ground.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode took place entirely in Loguetown, with the exception of the flashback. We saw places like the plaza with the execution platform, the offices of the Marines and the balcony for Captain Smoker, some various streets that the Straw Hat crew were running down. And then also flashback, well, the harbor as well, where we got a look at the Going Merry in dock. But we also saw various views of the sky, the storm growing over different parts of the city. And two flashbacks, one at the beginning where we saw just a very brief flashback of Monkey D. Luffy punching a person who turned out to be Alvida. And there was another brief flashback later involving Gold Roger, where we got to see the moments of his execution. But again, that was on the execution platform.
What were the special moves for this episode?
Well, the first special move occurred in flashback when Luffy first beat Elvira, Alvida, and that was Gomo Gomo no Pistoru. And Alvida has the power of the Sube Sube fruit now, so she is perfectly smooth and things just bounce off of her, so she can't be damaged. Then there was a buggy bomb was fired that destroyed the fountain in the plaza.
Aha! Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, I am as confused as Luffy about the change in Alvida's appearance. She did not explain why she looks completely different. I'm wondering if it's some sort of mass hypnosis. I don't know, because everybody looks at her and thinks she's so beautiful. I'd be curious to see what the answer of that is.
Aha, very good. Indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 52. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!